This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. It's Gene here, and I am not alone because I am joined here in the studio now by the incredibly talented actress, singer, everything. It's Samantha Jade. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, look.
Oh, the audience.
The crowd is going wild. Now, you have had quite the year. You've toured, you've launched lingerie, you've released your album. Like, yeah. this has been a massive year for you. Yeah. And, you know, we're heading into Christmas, but why slow down?
Exactly.
Why take things
why
easy?
Why take time off? Why not do a whole new album?
So yeah. You worked on a Christmas song.
Yes.
Yes. Now, it was the magic of Christmas time, a brand new Christmas-inspired song featuring you and Guy Sebastian that is a part of the Salvation Army 2018 Christmas CD that's at Myer.
Yes.
What comes down to making a new Christmas song? Because I'm used to hearing the old ones over and over again, and we just redo them. When you make a new one, that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. And when I was making this album, because obviously there's the magic of Christmas, the album, and that's obviously covers and Christmas carols that everyone knows and loves. And then when it came to making the originals, it was quite a task.
Did you want to put your own spins on them?
Yeah, you do. But you also want to stay true to what makes them classics, you know. So I had a really good practice round when I did my disco album because that was so similar to, you know, you don't want to take it too far from what makes it magical, but you also want to put your own spin on it.
Yeah.
But this song wasn't, I didn't write this song. This song came from the producer and he sent it to me and I loved it immediately and then asked Guy if he wanted to join.
Is it weird when you're kind of working and creating a Christmas song and it's not at Christmas time? Is that kind of strange?
So weird, because
figuring out the spirit of Christmas, because when you would have recorded this a while ago.
We recorded it in June.
Yeah.
End of June, beginning of July. Yeah. And it was so funny because I'm doing this Christmas album. So I'm literally singing Christmas songs every day for the week. And I was like, I don't feel Christmassy because obviously it's not Christmas, but it was actually warm. It was heating up over there in the States at the time. It was in Nashville. And that made me feel Christmassy because our Christmas is summer. So I was like, I could kind of, you know, understand it a little bit in that way.
So what was it about the song that just gave you that magical feel of Christmas?
I loved that song. I heard it and I loved it. I connected with it straight away. It was something that I, you know, found to be very beautiful in the melody. The melodic like part of the song is beautiful, like it's really pretty and kind of majestic sounding. And then, you know, just the magic of Christmas time, which is the sentiment of it, is so true. Christmas to me is such a magical time of year.
It is. What is your favourite part about it? Because I've got to admit, I'm completely excited. I get excited in November. The lead up for me with Christmas, it doesn't. I mean, I know some people complain that we go straight from Halloween to Christmas decorations, and that visual is absolutely something that can be a little bit jarring.
Yes,
but
weird.
I love the fact that, you know, my family, we actually have our family Christmas, one side of the family, we have it in November.
We start
Christmas really early, and it's so much fun for the kids. And
yeah.
One of the things I love, especially with Christmas songs, is you can never start hearing them too early.
Never.
You know, I love walking around. I mean, maybe if we played one on the radio right now, people would go a little mental. But I love walking around and hearing them because it's the songs just stay with you and it's just so magical.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm like you. I'm like, as soon as Halloween is done, I am into Christmas. And my brothers, they're the only people I think that are going to really hate this record because they're like, she's so annoying. She makes us listen to carols, you know, but I just love them. And I think there's something so beautiful, sentimental and nostalgic about that. You know, they're just beautiful, beautiful songs.
Were there any carols songs that you wanted to do but weren't able to?
I didn't touch All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
Okay, that makes sense. That one, it's dangerous.
It was requested so much. Like,
because
I said, I wrote like a quick, I think like a tweet or something, and I was like, what should I do? And that kept coming up, and I was like, I'm not going to do it because I love that original so much and it's so good. And I thought,
it is iconic.
It's iconic, and let's not bother touching it.
Yeah,
like, Mariah
owns that. Let's leave it where
that.
It is. Let's leave it where it is.
Yeah.
So, what was your favorite one, do you think, recording?
I'll Be Home for Christmas, I really love. I really,
is that because you're
really
running around touring and never really get to be home? So Christmas is that special time for you?
Yeah, it's so sentimental to me. I understand what's behind that song, and it just, for me, it's like, at Christmas time, where else do you want to be but at home? Like, that is just the ultimate, is sitting in your lounge room. And my dad still lives in the house that we grew up in.
Wow.
So I've had all my Christmases there, you know? So there's something so special about sitting in that lounge room, remembering times, you know, with my mom and my brothers when they were babies. And yeah, it's just really beautiful.
And was it great working on the song with Guy?
Oh, it was great. I mean, Guy, like, I'm such good friends with Guy, and Julesy, his wife, is one of my best friends. And I just love them and their kids, and especially, like, we hang out a lot at Christmas time as well. So it was really fitting.
Oh, that's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
One of the songs I always thought if I was ever going to do a Christmas album was I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh, the Jackson one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got to do the cheeky, you got to do
good.
The...
Okay, so I had a similar thought where I was like, you know, because I perform with dancers and I like to have that little, you know, fun, you know, section of my show. And I always think about albums as a show too. How are we going to perform this live?
Yeah.
And we had so many ballads and they were so beautiful. And I was like, I need like a fun one. And so Santa Baby was the one we did. And I just love it because, you know, the Eartha Kitt version, the original, is just like so iconic and so amazing. And so the production we did was very similar to that.
Isn't it hard though, because there's something just innately beautiful, also sexual, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Eartha Kitt, it just embodied just so many things and just this innate sensuality as a woman.
Yes.
And then whenever you try, I've tried to do it as my drag character.
Yeah, yeah.
And I end up just slaughtering it, doing a terrible, terrible job. But it is just this absolute. So what did you channel when for that one?
I thought this song is so cute, the melody, you know, but I thought if you make it more sexy vocally, like really playing on those, like those little things, I think that's what my angle was. So yeah, we kind of cut the music in a few little moments on those little melodies, and I think yeah, that was kind of my angle of how can we vocally make this really different.
You really have had a year where you've been taking existing music and playing around with it in a really huge way and being able to, it must have been really refreshing to be able to play with this music in that way, especially Christmas carols, because they mean something to so many of us.
So many people, yeah.
But being able to have that original song on the track as well that you do with Guy on the album must have been really exciting to be able to introduce a new Christmas song.
Absolutely. There's actually three originals on the album. And the Guy one obviously is like the duet and it's so great. And then the other two, one of them actually doesn't mention Christmas in the song at all, but I wrote it when I lived in LA and I would always play these chords and sing this, I want to go home, this one part. And I would sing it all the time and I never wrote the song. And then when I was making this record, that melody popped back into my head. So that was like the longest song that I've ever, you know, written. It's been like 7 years. But I thought it was so fitting for this. So that one's called Home and that's all about Perth and my hometown.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, you're also the 2018 Christmas ambassador for the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I mean, that feels like a huge responsibility.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing what they do. They are incredible humans. Mm. Like I had no idea because, you know, we do carols and then like salvos are there and you go over and you say, please donate, and you like hold the tin up and you know, you do your part for 5 minutes, but that's not really doing anything.
Yeah.
And so they asked me to come on board as an ambassador and I was like, what do I like actually have to do though? Because I actually want to understand what you guys do to then be an ambassador for you. And they were like, well, do you want to come on a mission? And I went on a mission with them in Bowen last year.
Wow.
And then after that, it was a life-changing experience. And I asked to do one in my hometown of Perth. So we did that last week. And it was unbelievable, just unbelievable, life-changing.
It's so wonderful to be able to do something and use your talent in this way at this time of year so that you can make what you're doing about reminding everyone about what's really important.
And that's the thing, is those moments, right? Because, you know, there's the glitz and glamour of it all, and I love it. But who doesn't?
Yeah.
But then there's also what really brings it back to why you love to sing is singing in a room with no music, a cappella, and having that touch someone.
Yeah.
And I experienced this incredible moment in the morning. We did the soup run and we're feeding people who are homeless. They don't have homes.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me and he goes, can you sing? And I said, yeah, sure. What do you want me to sing? He's like, oh, we'd love to hear a Christmas carol. And I said, sure. Which one? And he's like, anyone you want. And I just closed my eyes and I started singing Oh Holy Night. It just came to me. And afterwards he looked at me and the way he thanked me with his eyes, like he was like, thank you, so grateful. And he started crying.
Oh, wow.
And it just brought everything back to music and singing and how you can touch someone's soul. And that's why you do it, you know. And that was just such a beautiful moment.
And now you get to share that with everyone because you have your Christmas Carol album.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm so excited.
It's so exciting. Well, it's out right now, everybody. It's the magic of Christmas time.
Yes.
You get... Go and grab a copy. It not only supports a fantastic cause, but you get to hear some original tracks and old favourites reworked thanks to the lovely Samantha Jade.
Oh,
thank you so much. We love having you here in Joy. We so appreciate you
coming to
by.
Joy. I love it. When I see it on the schedule, I'm like, yes, because I know it's going to be like a chat. Like it just... It's like we're just hanging out.
We're just hanging out. We're just taking it easy.
I love that. Yes.
Oh, we love it. Well, you have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. Everyone, go out right now. Grab that Christmas CD. Get onto it. It's the perfect gift, quite frankly. You can give twice. You're not just get it for yourself, but it's a great gift. You can give by buying it, you give to someone else, and then give it away as well. You're double whammying.
Exactly. And Christmas is about giving, people.
Absolutely. Samantha Jade, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.